Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio on this July 8th, 2014. I have Alex Jones on the phone. He's going to be joining us in just a moment or two. We have some breaking news from California, as we have up on Infowars.com. Mexican flag-wearing La Raza militants arrive in Murrieta, California. This is the place where there's a standoff between citizens who are protesting the 140 immigrants that are going to be brought in every 72 hours into the place by our government importing the immigrants. So they've pushed back against that. They've stopped the importation now three times. So the federal government is bringing in reinforcements. They're bringing in La Raza. We also have InfoWars reporters there, and we're going to be talking to them later on in the show. We've got Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who has already been threatened by some of these people. Of course, there's also interviews with some other Hispanics there who point out that La Raza is a Hispanic KKK. And Alex is going to be joining us in just one second. But before we go to him, also we're going to have Jerome Corsi later on in the program. He's going to be pointing out what only WND and InfoWars has been pointing out, and that is the establishment believes that America is finished. This is the beginning of North America as an established fact, the North American Union. Both Petraeus and Pelosi have openly said that. Corsi wrote an article about it yesterday. We pointed it out a couple of weeks ago when Petraeus first said that in London. But going now to Alex Jones. Alex?
That's right, my friend. Joining you via audio, Skype. I'll be back live tomorrow and throughout the week and next Sunday. When it rains, it pours. I've had some more family issues and another death in the family. So
I think we just lost him there on the phone, but we're going to have him back. We're going to reestablish connection. I wanted to bring you up with what's going on with this Mexican flag wearing La Raza militants article there at Murrieta. Of course, they say that they're there to protect the children. You understand, of course, that Obama says that the children that are being protected under the DREAM Act is anyone up to the age of 31 years old. Yes, that's what's happening. We've also got other articles that are going to be talking about. HHS is muzzling the media and tours of an Oklahoma facility. And we've reported on this before that Congressman Bridenstine has gone there. He was concerned about the welfare of the children, and rightfully so. How do children get across a continent unaccompanied as minors, very young minors? Who's bringing them in? Who are they being turned over to? Well, when he went to the facility, the military facility, he was told that he couldn't enter, even after he told them he was a U.S. congressman. Now they're threatening the media, saying that they can come in, but they can't talk to any of the kids. They can't record anything. And he's saying, this is not a free country. And of course, our reporter, Kit Daniels, was threatened with arrest because we took pictures from outside of Lackland Air Force Base down in San Antonio where this was happening. This is not even just limited to journalists and congressmen, of course. They're threatening the public. That's what's going on in Murrieta. You see, ICE and others are pushing back against the public who is protesting it. And in Dallas, they're doing it proactively. We were going to have a clip coming up from a Dallas judge who has gone door to door before the immigrants have been shipped into an abandoned school there, telling people that, well, you can protest, but you better do it within the law. And of course, Dallas is one of the places with the most restrictions on free speech. Whether it was the George Bush library protest, whether it was the InfoWars and Alex Jones protesting the shutting down of free speech on the JFK anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the assassination. In both of those cases, Dallas pushed back. They shut down free speech. They've extended their rules to protests that are within 75 feet of a road. Now, of course, interfering with transportation was not an issue at either of those protests, either at the George Bush Library protest or the JFK assassination event. Neither of those were anywhere near a facility, but they're using that as a pretense, as they do all over the country. We're going to be right back with more updates from Alex Jones and from our reporters in California, as well as Jerome Corsi. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex.
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. I'm David Knight in the studio. La Raza has arrived at Murrieta, California. That's, of course, the place where protesters are protesting the fact that 140 illegal immigrants are being flown in every 72 hours. They've turned away a couple of shipments, and so reinforcements have arrived from the federal government, I guess we could say, La Raza, because they're trying to play this up as a race versus race issue. How better to do that with La Raza? But we also have InfoWars reporters who have arrived on the scene. We're going to be talking to them later in the day. We have two reporters on the scene, and we're going to be talking to them separately, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, as well as Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be joined by Jerome Corsi in the third hour. He's going to talk about what is really behind all of this. This is really the collapse of America. And on the phone, we have Alex Jones. Alex, this is the collapse of America, isn't it?
Getting the music in my ear, just so everybody knows they're at the network.
Okay. We got it. Hello, Alex? I think we lost him. We've got a little bit of a phone issue there. Now, another breaking news. We're going to reestablish connection. We're going to get Alex right back because he wanted to cover what's going on. There is a tremendous amount of information that is coming out now in the immigration area. We've got the LAPD is going to halt detention of undocumented immigrants at the request of ICE. Now, of course, the LAPD is saying, you know, we've got more important things to do than to hold people coming into the country in waves of massive immigration. What we're really concerned about is getting drugs off the street, stopping gun violence. So on behalf of our taxpayers, we're going to say no more. Well, you know, actually, drugs are the central problem. If you're looking at the collapsing countries in Central and South America where there is so much violence, it's because of our war on drugs. And it's because they have no firearms, of course, in those countries. And so the people in those countries, with a few exceptions of the places where you've got Mexican provinces where militias have formed to stand up against the corrupt government, against the drug lords there, with the exception of those areas, they're essentially at the mercy of the drug war. Just like we saw in Chicago this last weekend. We had 82 people shot and 14 people killed in Chicago. Why? Because of drug wars. That's what we've been told many times by law enforcement, by judges. We've interviewed Jim Gearock with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition several times on this show. He's a former prosecutor out of Chicago. He knows that area very well. He says 80% of the shootings in Chicago, at least when he was there, up to the point of about 5 years ago, were drug-related. And I just hear that we've got Alex Jones back. Alex, can you hear us?
Yep, third time's the charm, hopefully. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have our reporters down there on the border in Southern California right now in Murrieta. And reportedly, Joe Biggs, one of our reporters, has been basically threatened, a threat on his life. That's coming up at the bottom of this hour with Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and we also have staff reporter Kit Daniels and, of course, Josh Owens there with you, who famously got that footage when the feds backed down with that situation out in the Bundy situation in Nevada. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of a larger program to implode the United States into the North American Union. Out of crises, they will build their new world order. Order out of chaos is the plan. And the narrative is that this is just about Democratic voters. And the narrative is this is about Cloward and Piven and more, you know, socialism and more dependency. And that's part of it. But the larger issue is bringing in a major crisis that is a smokescreen for the feds to federalize the western states and other states that are on the verge of financial collapse. So this is about driving the entire country into the type of downward spiral we've seen in Detroit. This is the globalist program. This is what they do. This is what they've done all over the world. And they are advertising for MS-13, La Raza, Mecha, the literal dregs of southern North America, Mexico, Central America, Guatemala, South, and then, of course, South America, and even Vice documentaries on HBO just show the incredible crime, the drug addicts, the leprosy, the just the diseases, which is just now pouring across the border, and this is being done by design. And now we have the bombshell information up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama gives Marietta area ICE agent stand down order, Cloward and Piven strategy in full swing. And if you remember, it's not just Paul Joseph Watson's new article, it's the Border Patrol Union president and vice president, one of which you've interviewed, David, who were on record, ladies and gentlemen, saying that 3 months ago they were given a stand-down order from San Diego to McAllen, Texas, from Southern California to Texas, and they're told, stand down, go pick up trash, go do something else. Reinforcements are coming, so they never ever have to put it on paper that they've actually ordered a full stand-down. But this is the greatest definition of high treason by the president and the criminals that control the Democratic Party, and they want to exploit the giant immigrant population out of Central South America and Mexico, who the political class, the big banks, but right down to the, quote, La Raza, Mecha, Chicano leaders and the law firms that serve them, literally feed on this population and literally use this population as a black market mules, not just for drugs, but for money laundering, you name it. And so the huge drug war we've seen in Mexico against different drug cartels controlled by different federal and global agencies, the CIA backing Los Zetas on record, that's come out in federal court, is now spilling across into the United States. And just like the CIA imported cocaine in the 80s, this has been declassified, to destabilize the United States, came out in Iran-Contra. This is a much wider scale, just like they're importing jihadis by the hundreds of thousands out of the Caucasus, out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan and Afghanistan to wreak havoc from northern Africa to central Africa to western Africa, so then NORTHCOM has an excuse to move in and take over, or AFRICOM. Then they're expanding that into the Middle East with Syria. They're expanding that now into Iraq on record. This is a grand destabilization program. And so it's the same thing that we see worldwide. The New World Order used the same strategy of destabilization, balkanization on a planetary scale. And even though I had a bunch of family issues and things I had to take care of today, I literally couldn't sleep last night. And here I am calling into my own show today. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up to break down how they're bringing in the North American Union. We've got David Knight with his excellent analysis to break it down. We're going to have our reporters at the bottom of the hour and then later in the broadcast covering the purposeful collapse of our border into the North American Union and the North American security perimeter. Search North American security perimeter. It's from Mexico to Alaska. They implode the internal borders, then set up a federalization, multinationalization after they have already created the crisis. And they said in the secret documents the Judicial Watch suit got in 2007 that we cover in Endgame that they would use border crises and collapse. That's why we knew this was coming, to bring in the North American Union. They also said flu or other superbugs, which we now see coming out of Latin America and other areas where antibiotics are sold on the shelves. That's just on record. And terrorism. And so what does this do? We have record numbers of real ISIS jihadis pouring across the southern border. We have link-ups with the Mexican mafia doing this. We have the CIA using all this as cutouts. We have Wells Fargo and Wachovia in Bloomberg caught running the aircraft and laundering $300-plus billion. Folks, look it up. I'm not joking. This is a major, massive, global, organized crime operation that in the end will scapegoat the poor Latin Americans and Mexicans who are just living in desperate hell and who I don't blame trying to come up here and get the welfare and the kickbacks. All of it cemented together, though, with race politics, energizing Hispanics into a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan cadre, because that's such a successful political process, just like our government, British intelligence, funded Adolf Hitler. That's declassified. Came out in the congressional hearings, the church committees, the McCormick-Dickstein committees. Again, look it up. My film Endgame actually had has the newsreels of the committees where our government put Hitler in to then wreck Europe, blow everything up, then they took him out. So again, they will end up taking out the Mexican Mafia and MS-13 and all these groups when they're done conquering America. And our Border Patrol is fighting a real threat. See, just like our troops fight real Al-Qaeda overseas and get maimed and killed, we're not saying MS-13 or Al-Qaeda isn't real. We're saying it's being loosed, it's being controlled, it's being funded, it's being allowed to operate through the big banks. And that's why Obama's coming to Austin, and our great team's going to be covering it, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo and others, and Darren McBreen and John Bowne and others. I want all of you guys, and myself included, I'm going to be out in the next few days when he speaks at the Paramount Theater, talking to the people out there, pointing out what treason this is and showing what cult members the Democrats are. Robert Rodriguez producing all these race war films that Machete is meant to push. That's what you're now seeing break out on the border as desperate Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, say, my God, if we don't have a border, we have nothing. This is going to bankrupt the country. It's not like we've got a bunch of Chinese or Swiss engineers coming over here. We've got collapse. Mexico is collapsed, is failed, and they're collapsing it into the United States. We have the Banff Canada documents. We know the program, and here's what's scary. Only DrudgeReport.com, World Daily.com and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com understand the combination and what the enemy's doing. Other people aren't aware. So we'll be right back with David Knight. I'll do one more segment. Stay with us. Gentlemen, Alex Jones here with David Knight hosting the show. Coming up, Jakari Jackson and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will be separately reporting from the border there in Southern California. And we've also got reports getting filed the next few hours by Kit Daniels, breaking news on our criminal occupied government literally dissolving the border and ordering ICE to stand down and calling in riot police to go after U.S. citizens. And again, the poor populations of Latin America are being used as pawns. On average, they're not racist. They don't hate America. They dream of coming here, and they're hardworking people. This is the Democrats, the globalists, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Republican Party leadership working with them to try to get the welfare queens of Latin America and the world to come here to be part of a new political class. But that's a side issue to the greater crisis. If this larger mass is allowed to get in, and the precedent set, this will bring an even bigger wave. As we've said, if they give 30 million illegals amnesty, and the amnesty says then their families can come, it'll be a domino effect where tens of millions a year will come, not just millions. And the country's already bankrupt by every metric, and that is the plan. But not just financially bankrupt, absolute crazy town in the streets, while citizens cleaning guns in their own garage are being SWAT teamed because the neighbor sees a gun in rural Tennessee or in rural Illinois. I mean, they're training spy on your neighbors, streetlight microphones to listen to everyone, NSA spy on everybody. And then Petraeus and Pelosi hide it in plain view. Those clips are coming up. And say this is about a North American union. Yes, a hellish North American union where we don't lift Mexico up, we all collapse. This is the plan. And it just illustrates how everything is a giant fraud. And then you get these bizarre communist, they're openly communist, brown berets funded by the Ford Foundation, showing up, threatening people, shooting their mouths off, holding up pictures of blonde-haired blood, people's heads chopped off. We have video of that. Saying we're going to get the evil, you know, the white people. And then the media covers this up. And this is who the media and Robert Rodriguez and everybody holds up as the leaders of Hispanics is a bunch of game-banging ex-con. They are identical except for skin color, in my view, to the Klan. I mean, they're literally poor, dumb, mindless, racist people. And so they train Americans not to be tribal or racist, because all groups are, like I said, at a primitive level. And then, maybe like if you went to a biker gang and just showed up and said, you remember, they throw you out, or you showed up at a, you know, private black club and showed up, you know, and you weren't even from the neighborhood, more black, they'd throw you out, or white. That's basic club or gang mentality humans have. And so, again, they get rid of our gang mentality in America. Then they create hardcore gang mentalities in groups, export them in, and America has no political will to deal with it. The political system thinks we're in such a coma that they will allow Obamacare to wreck the country. They will allow open borders to wreck the country. They will openly fund Al-Qaeda to take over the Middle East and Africa. They will openly give them Stinger missiles. They will openly put our military under NATO command. I mean, David Knight, if they will get away with this, what do you think's next? I'll tell you. Giant false flags blamed on the Liberty Movement. I mean, this is the age of just total takeover. This is it. The hammer's being dropped. The border's being dropped. The world government's being announced. The global taxes are being announced. The end of the dollar's being moved into place. The hammers are dropping, folks. This is the beginning, as I've told everyone the last few years. You're going to see the acceleration, the quickening, and then all hell is going to break loose. You've got to call all your friends and family. You've got to have them tune into what our reporters are going to break down from the border. What's going to be filed on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours with our reporters. What we're going to be covering in Austin with Obama coming and not going to the border, not meeting with the governor who's begging for aid, with the stand down. This is open treason. This is open treason. He's meeting with Robert Rodriguez, the grand dragon of the Hispanic racist movement, to literally forge a racist nation, just like the globalists created the Nazis. They will destroy them in the end. They will destroy the Hispanics in the end. They will destroy us all. They will abort our children. They will inject us with Gardasil. We must come together under human liberty. People love gangs, Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, Second Amendment, right to self-defense, coming together like we saw at that Alamo rally, black, white, Hispanic. About a third of the people were Hispanic. They're with their guns, totally getting it. Awesome patriots, just like a third of the folks in the Texas Revolution were Hispanic or more. We have to come together for Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's why everybody wants to come to America. We haven't been perfect, but because we had a little bit of freedom, we look at all the wealth we had. Look at how hellish Latin America is in Africa and areas of Asia, because they have no due process. Well, the globalists want to break our back right now. That's what they want, and David Knight's going to take over and report on all of this with Jerome Corsi and others coming up. God bless you all. David Knight, take us out.
That's right, Alex. What's it going to be to collapse the country? Is it going to be a suitcase snooch? We'll find out. Maybe it's a population bomb. We'll be right back talking to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs.
GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is David Knight in Austin. We were just talking to Alex Jones via phone. He was breaking down what is going on at our borders. Well, it is the collapse of America. We had David Petraeus saying famously a couple of weeks ago in London, what comes after America? That's easy. North America. He broke it down. It's all about NAFTA. And, of course, Jerome Corsi has picked this up at WorldNet Daily. We're going to have him on in the third hour of the show to break that down. But one of the places where this has come to a head, of course, is in Murrieta, California. This is where the population came out and said, enough. If you're not going to protect the borders, if you're not going to stand by the law, we're going to show up and stop this importation of people. They're bringing in 140 people every 72 hours. That's the plan. So they showed up and they've stopped this now. I believe it's three times. We have sent InfoWars reporters there. We're going to be going to them in just a second. But of course, Obama is telling the local area ICE agents, that's immigration control is what they say, or immigration and customs enforcement, that's what they say it's about, but of course it's not about that at all. He's now told them to stand down. What's going on with that? Well, of course it is part of a Cloward and Piven strategy. Obama is incentivizing this massive immigration here, and this is part of it. But another question is, maybe he's going to bring in a different kind of police, one that's not necessarily focused on illegal immigrants, but one that is focused on the protesters. So we're going to be talking to them, see what developments are coming up. Before we go to Jakari Jackson and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, We're going to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by a special that we've got going at our website. This is a special on Survival Shield X2 and Fluoride Shield. Two bottles of our best formula for only 30% off in our Super Detox Special, a very limited time, only while supplies last. Get the fluoride out with our Fluoride Shield formula by itself for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Your support is what allows us to run this operation, to send reporters to cover the hot spots, and this is a hot spot in Murrieta. Everybody is looking at this to see what is going on. Is the government going to come against the American citizens, or are they going to support what they believe, as John Bound has put it, the illegal citizens, because they are treating them as if they are citizens? Let's go to Jakari Jackson in Murrieta, California. Jakari.
Hey, how you doing, David? We're out here in Murrieta, California, right in front of the Border Patrol base here in this location. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, and our cameraman Josh, we're out here trying to document the illegal immigration influx into the United States of America. Now, out here, we see Fox News is out here. We saw CNN at our hotel earlier today. And so people are interested in this story, but they want to tell it their own way. They want to say it's the humanitarian crisis. It's all these children, and it's everything's for the children. And of course, we want these children to have good education, safety, health care, and so forth. But, you know, to use this analogy, let's say you have a boat and your boat only holds about 10 people, but then you open up your borders or open up your boat and now you got 20 people, now you got 30 people, now you got 50 people, and the boat is sinking to the bottom. And that's exactly what's happening here in the United States of America. It's not that we don't want these people to have, you know, all the things that I just mentioned. We just can't really support all these people, because you think about San Bernardino, California, the county, and they had back in 2009 about $60 million allocated to welfare resources for illegal immigrants. And that's not even counting about their own people, their own legal people, because you talk about the veterans who are not getting the health care and all the other things.
Well, but now, David, I want to... Jakari, we just reported on InfoWars.com that the White House is now asking for $3.8 billion for the children.
Well, $2 billion wasn't enough, David, because you remember it was $2 billion.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's not enough. So let's bump it up to $3-plus billion.
But and that's just right now while they're at the border. It's going to get much more expensive as we educate them. And, of course, they're going to get benefits that far exceed what American citizens and American taxpayers have been given. They're going to be able to get in-state tuition at any state they want to go to, not just at a state where they've been paying taxes. They're going to be able to get it anywhere and be able to get full-ride tuition. Of course, American students will have to go into debt to become indentured servants to the banks, to the government, if they want to get a college education. But these people can just come in and the dreamers will get it. And of course, the dreamers includes anybody who's coming in now. I think that's really what's changed. This was put in, the DREAM Act was put in about 2 years ago. But what they've made it clear is that this is not going to be retroactive, but it's going to be proactive to anyone who wants to come in now or in the future is going to get this massive benefit. So it's an enticement, and endangering children.
That's a benefit that we don't get. Myself being an Oklahoma resident or from Oklahoma, I go down to Texas, I don't get in-state tuition. But people from El Salvador, people from Mexico, they can come and get the benefits that I can't. I mean, that doesn't seem fair to me. And, you know, when it comes down to brass tacks, you know, who's ultimately going to pay for all this in-state tuition? You know, Obama's not opening up his private bank account to fund all this stuff. It's going to come from taxpayers, people like you and me, people in San Bernardino, California. But, David, we have the article on InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson news article, and he's talking about how the ICE agents are being told to stand down from Obama.
Yes.
And I can absolutely believe that, because we've seen the Border Patrol and with our own eyes in the state of Texas. I wouldn't so much say the people we talked to said they were so much ordered to stand down, but they're definitely not doing a adequate job.
Well, these guys,
these guys in Murrieta,
Jakari, have been told that they're on temporary leave with full benefits,
they're
so they're still paying them. They just say they don't want them to do anything. I mean, you couldn't be more obvious.
It's
this is a
paid
collapse.
Vacation.
Yeah.
It's a paid vacation. But when we go to the border, David, in Texas, you know, you go to the Border Patrol and they want to check you. Like, are you an American citizen? They want to bring the dog out and sniff your car. I'm like, well, you guys know where the illegal immigrants are. They know where the illegal immigrants are in Texas. They know where they are in California, but they want to harass you, the American citizen. You know, I was like, can I get the same benefits as everybody else or as these illegal immigrants? They're treating illegal immigrants better than in the United States of America than they're treating people like me, treating people like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who has to wait 2 months to get an appointment at the VA for internal injuries and stuff. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I want to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' take on it. Thanks, Jakari. We're going to come back to you later in the show. But, you know, talking about the VA, this is another article that just came up on InfoWars yesterday. Long wait times in California emergency rooms are blamed on Obamacare. Well, what's going to happen when all these people that Obama is bringing in go onto Obamacare, go into the emergency room? What's going to happen with that? Well, of course, that's part of the Cloward and Piven strategy, to collapse the country with a welfare state. Now, they're trying to say that this is about compassion, and yet we see that Obama is incentivizing these children to come across. We know that in Dallas, they're trying to preemptively stop what happened in Murrieta, where our InfoWars reporters are in California. They don't want people there protesting the immigration influx that's going to be brought in and staged in that area. So we had a judge that was going door to door, threatening people, saying, well, you know, of course, you've got free speech, but you better obey the law. And part of that interview, and that was a story that was put up by the mainstream media up in Dallas. They had a quote from a guy who said, hey, you're a grown-up. Don't protest a kid. This is not about protecting kids. This is about endangering children. Obama is incentivizing this. When you have a congressman like Bridenstine in Oklahoma go to the facility to see what's going on, to see if there's child trafficking going on, that's a legitimate question. How do very young, unaccompanied minors get all the way across a continent from Central and South America to the United States? How do they do that? How do they get across the desert? Where are they going? Who are they being turned into? The congressman has had experience with child trafficking. A lot of these children are dying. They're getting raped. They're being turned over into child trafficking. He wanted to see what was going on, but he was sent away. Now, also in Murrieta, we have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Staff Sergeant, what do you see there? Hello. I don't guess we've got him just yet. Hello? One of the things that we're seeing is that there's an immigration crisis. There we go. There's Joe Biggs. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
Doing fine. What do you see there, Joe, on Murrieta?
Well, one thing I see is a group of people, a town, come together and stand up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. You're not going to bankrupt our town bringing these alien children into our town whatsoever. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see Americans and patriots come out here and stand up or something like that. But, you know, the funny thing is, though, they're going to be the ones that are called terrorists. Meanwhile, last night on the pro-amnesty side, there's gangbangers out here. And yesterday they have La Raza out here. One of the Mexican-American anti-immigration guys I talked to last night, Mr. Garza, he said that, you know, La Raza is indeed the Mexican KKK, and they want no part of that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they actually call themselves the race. So, I mean, you couldn't be more explicitly racist than that. And of course, we have many comments from them on Endgame. We played some of that last night on the nightly news, part of that documentary that Alex did. I think it was 7 years ago, where they were making blatantly racist statements. They called their organization the race. I don't know how you get any more racist than that.
Exactly. You know, the people that I encountered last night on the anti-immigration side were very welcoming. And, you know, they were just pretty much peaceful. They just didn't want all these people being dropped off into their city, you know, because what I was told is this facility right here is really only able to process up to about 20 kids at a time, and then they have to release them. But these buses are bringing 100-plus kids at a time. So what are they going to do with all those children? That's one of the big questions. And then also you have the riots in L.A. right now going on for the pro-amnesty people. You know, they're the ones that seem more like terrorists out of this entire situation. They're the ones talking about the hearts and minds of these kids, but they're the ones that have been getting violent. They're the ones that have been, you know, getting arrested as well.
Well, you know, they like to talk about sustainability. We always hear that from the left. Well, one of the aspects of that is population. You know, Nancy Pelosi said she would just like to take all of these children that she saw home with her. Well, there's a practical reason why she can't do that. There's a practical reason why America can't take all of the children of the world either. And that's sustainability. You just can't sustain it any more than one person could adopt 100 kids. You don't have the economic resources for that. One of the things that they're ignoring is what they're doing to collapse those economies in Central and South America, and that's the drug war. That's what they're doing in those countries. But now they're opening up the borders, and the question is, are they going to have some kind of a false flag? Is it going to be some kind of a suitcase nuke? Is it going to be a population bomb? Is it going to be a pandemic? Maybe it's going to be all three of those, but it looks like they're going to try to collapse the country, whether they can do it with welfare. And of course, the right wing is also saying, let's jump in there. This is an existential threat. We've got a general saying we need to send the military to the border. How do you feel about that, Joe, sending the military to the border?
I don't think that's a good idea, because all that's going to do is escalate everything. People that, Americans are going to feel like they're being threatened. You know, it's going to look like martial law when something like that happens. You know, it's okay if they send a little bit of the National Guard, so to say, to help on the paper side, to do things like that. But really, we need to get these Border Patrol back out there doing their job on the border securing, because in that recent report, you know, we found out that a lot of people other than just, Central Americans are coming across the border. You know,
yes.
Iranians, people with Hezbollah, contacts, things like that. That's scary. You know, that's a huge issue. We just have people like that able to slip through our cracks and into the country. And it is indeed a chance that a false flag could happen.
You know, you said it would look a little bit like martial law. Actually, that's what they've been wargaming for quite some time. If you go all the way back to Oliver North's Rex 84, they're talking about conditions that they could enact martial law with through FEMA and other ways of doing that. If they put enough military on the border to effectively seal it off, it will be martial law. And, you know, Joe, I'm always amazed that men in power will make two mistakes rather than admit to one. When they incentivize these people to come in, when they say, go ahead and come in, we'll give you all the free benefits, we'll give you free health care, we'll give you everything for free, they're incentivizing it. And, of course, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business leaders are pushing that as well, just like they pushed Obamacare. When they incentivize that, and then at the same time, we now have some of the Democrats as well as Republicans joining with this general and saying, that's right, we need the military at the border. We need to essentially create martial law. That is a very worrying thing for me. You know, they could create some kind of turn America into a roach motel where you can get into it, but you can't get out. You know, I don't want to see
that.
Once
they got out here and set up, all it takes is one little incident to spark, and next thing you know, they're permanently here.
We got
tanks rolling up and down the street every day, and there's curfews, not only for kids like they have, but it'll be for everyone. I mean, this is a huge issue right now, and the Obama administration has completely orchestrated this.
Yes, yes. I think we need to look at this narrative that they've always used of children and saying that, don't worry, everything is just fine. We hear all these reports from NPR and other mainstream media that, don't worry, we've got children in these places, but there's not really any health concerns. Meanwhile, we see that ICE agents are getting scabies, and now we have reports of tuberculosis spreading at campuses. This is a report from Fox News, Todd Starnes, and he says that HHS thinks that the children coming across are just fine, but he's talked to some people who say that he's got children there showing classic signs of tuberculosis, spitting up blood, constant cough, and chest pain. This is being reported to him by nurses, and they said more than 7,000 children have been processed through two camps. And of course, one of these they're talking about is Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, where you've been a couple of times to try to get reports.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge issue. I mean, the fact that, you know, the CDC and people like that are ignoring a lot of these issues, you know, it's just mind-blowing that our country is coming to this. You know, I want to show you one thing real quick. Look at this over here. We're right now, since there's no one out here, this is where the pro-amnesty area is. As you can see, Fox News is set up over here. You know, they want to make sure that America sees the children, the little hearts and minds and things like that. You know, that's the whole game they're trying to play. They're not trying to get to the real issue, that this is going to hurt this small town here in Marietta. The good people of this town, you know, they're worried about going bankrupt and losing everything over this, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Well, it's not just there. We've also seen that for quite some time, this has been bankrupting people in Texas. And I think that's part of the problem, Joe. People don't realize, because this has been trickling for quite some time, they don't realize that the dam is essentially bursting. They've seen a dam that has developed a couple of leaks, and the leaks have gotten bigger. But this is a dam that is actually burst right now, and people can't get that into their minds. They don't really see the difference with it. The only thing that the public is being told by the mainstream media is now that the only difference is we've got all these very young children coming in, but that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, I mean, all they show, whenever you go to any site, any mainstream site, you just see a bunch of kids laying on the ground. That first initial process when they go through, they don't ever talk about what happens after that. You know, how 90% of them don't even show up to come to court like they're supposed to, and how they're just being dropped into our country. You know, this is... a huge issue right now. I mean, this is one of the biggest things going on right now, and our president won't even come out here and talk to it, you know, talk to anybody about this. And I was talking to some of the pro-amnesty people last night. I mean, they were even peed off at the fact that the president wouldn't even come down here and acknowledge the situation whatsoever. I mean, he's too busy playing golf every day.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, he's spending massive amounts in warfare, trying to start wars everywhere across the world. And one of the biggest wars that is really precipitating all this is the war on drugs. Have you heard anything from people there in terms of stepped-up violence or people that are coming in that are part of the drug gangs? Or is this facility just having children shipped in?
Yeah, they're just having the children shipped in. I haven't heard anything about that. But right now, kind of as we're speaking, it's starting to build up a lot more. Throughout the day, I'm expecting a lot more people to be coming through here. So we'll definitely be able to ask that question and find out.
Well, they're sending 140 people every 72 hours just to that one facility. And we have seen the numbers of estimated people coming across the border double and then double again. And those are just estimates.
We're expecting one Thursday.
Yeah. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our reporters in Murrieta, California. This is InfoWars. I'm David Knight in Austin. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 8th, 2014. I'm David Knight in Austin, and I'm talking to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in Murrieta, California. This is where there's been a pushback by the citizens of that area against the massive influx of people that are being brought in by the Obama administration. Now, of course, the mainstream media is trying to carefully control this narrative to make it about compassion, to make it about children, and to say that anybody who speaks out against this is against children, is racist. And yet, many of us know that this is about a Cloward and Piven strategy to take down this country, to collapse the borders, to collapse the economy. This goes back to the 1960s. Cloward and Piven, very well-known sociologists by people who look and study politics. And of course, it's not just us that's saying this. We've even got congressmen who are pointing this out. Stephen King out of Iowa told WorldNet Daily, if you don't see them bring reinforcements down there to seal the border, that means that yes, it is a Cloward and Piven maneuver to flood the country until we get to the point where we are an open borders country that welcomes everybody, legal and illegal. That quote is in an article up on InfoWars.com from Paul Joseph Watson that says that Obama is giving the Murrieta area ICE agents, that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people, a temporary paid leave. He doesn't want immigration enforced. He's sending them away. Says, go home. We'll continue to pay you. Just don't enforce the borders. It is clear that's what's going on. So InfoWars has sent reporters out. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, we're talking to in this hour. We're going to also be talking to Jakari Jackson in the next hour. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, we're trying to get the information out that the mainstream media is not covering. They're trying to make this all about the children and about racism, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Once again, I'm out here at the U.S. Border Patrol Center in Murrieta. Joe Biggs here. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I spoke to one of the gentlemen last night on the pro-amnesty side, and I asked him, I was like, sir, I was like, do you think we should have borders? And he goes, no, we should have zero borders out here. You know, that kind of mindset is just mind-blowing to me. I don't get that at all. And then I said, well, don't you think it's kind of crazy that, you know, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to go through this entire immigration process. You know, people join the military to get their citizenship, things like that. I've had friends die going through that process to try to become an American the right way. And he said, no, he's like, we don't need any kind of immigration process, no naturalization, just let everybody in. So that's what the pro-amnesty side is all about, opening the borders, taking them down, and just let everybody roll in here. You know,
well, you know,
just,
Joe, they don't do that in any other country of the world.
Exactly.
They don't do that in Mexico.
I
they don't do that in Honduras or Guatemala. They don't do that anywhere else in the world. And for somebody to say that, that's essentially like saying, you know, I don't think you should have any locks on your doors. I should just be able to move into your house and you should have to support me. That's essentially what he's saying.
You know, having these fences is completely racist, apparently, you know, and, you know, true Americans are terrorists. You know, that's the country we live in nowadays, David.
Well, we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi because, you know, quite frankly, this fellow that you talked to last night who doesn't believe that we should have any borders, he's agreed with by General Petraeus as well as Nancy Pelosi. They have both said the same thing. Nancy Pelosi said, we just have one large community. north and south. We just happen to have a border running through it. But for her, the border running between different countries makes no more difference than the border, say, running between Texas and Oklahoma. They want to treat it the same way because to her and to David Petraeus, they believe that we are now a unified country. And so we need to just bring those people in to essentially make that effective. That's what David Petraeus said. He said, what comes after America? Well, that's easy. It's North America. We've had NAFTA for 20 years. Now we're seeing that happen. We're seeing that as an established fact. Thank you, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. We're going to be back in the next hour with Jakari Jackson, also in Murrieta, California, covering what is happening there. We're going to tell you an angle of it that the mainstream media doesn't. They're trying to spin this to make the protesters there look like they're violent, and yet the people who have been arrested so far, according to Paul Joseph Watson's video that he posted up, looks like they were all pro-immigration supporters. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've had Alex on in the last hour talking about what is really at stake here, and that is nothing less than the collapse of America into a North American Union. And, of course, we're going to be joined in the third hour by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who realizes this as well. Unfortunately, it appears that only InfoWars and WorldNet Daily have really picked up on the blatant comments from General Petraeus and Nancy Pelosi, essentially taking the mask off. And if you're not concerned about this issue, you need to understand that this is something they've been gaming for quite some time. A collapse of the American economy so that out of that chaos and out of that collapse, they can build their new world order. This goes back, this is bipartisan as well. This is something that was being planned by Oliver North under Rex 84. They talked about different conditions and under which they would do this, where they would bring in military law and martial law. Now we have the NDAA. Does that concern you that they've actually codified into law that the military can arrest people, not tell anyone, not give you any due process, hold you indefinitely, do whatever they wish to you? That is part of the legal structure that has been set up by Republicans as well as Democrats. Now, Obama gets a lot of blame for the NDAA, and he should. He's been a tremendous hypocrite on this. He came in, told much of his base that cares about civil liberties, that he was going to be someone who was transparent, who was going to stand up for that. And yet, his record has been horrendous on that. But he is doing exactly what was done with NAFTA. Just as General Petraeus pointed out, 20 years ago, they enacted the statutes. They essentially created NAFTA then. But they were very wise about how they gradually rolled this out. They didn't have the borders collapse at that point in time. They didn't incentivize massive, uncontrolled immigration that the country cannot support at that time. No, they waited a while for it. And now they are making it a fact. That's what we're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi about. We're also going to be joined by Jakari Jackson in Murrieta, California. This is a place where people have stood up and said, we don't like what's being done to our country. Isn't it interesting that an organization created out of the lies about 9/11, Homeland Security, is now the organization that is collapsing the homeland, that has essentially erased the borders of the homeland, and yet still continues to harass people, even to an even greater degree at the airports, stepping up new little harassments. Make sure that your phones are charged because we're not going to let you take your phones in if they don't have a charge. We're going to throw them away or confiscate them. Continually harassing people within the borders as they completely erase the borders. Same organization, Homeland Security. We're also going to be talking about some NSA issues, of course, because now we see that tyranny is coming out of the closet. We've got the NSA essentially channeling J. Edgar Hoover. And we're going to talk about that in historical context, as well as what we just learned from the latest rounds of Snowden leaks. We're also going to talk about Agenda 21 and how that's being rolled out in Obama's new highway program. Of course, they love to talk about sustainability. How do you get sustainability with completely open borders? They're not concerned about sustainability, either environmental or economic. They want to bring the country down. As we pointed out earlier, we've got an article up on Infowars.com. A source says that Obama is giving Murrieta area immigration and custom enforcement employees temporary paid leave. And as Paul Joseph Watson points out, this is Cloward and Piven's strategy in full swing. And of course, those are two sociologists who about 50 years ago said that in order to enact their socialist utopian state, they needed to first collapse the U.S. economy. And the way to do that was with a massively expanding welfare state. And the way that they wanted to do it was through the Democrat Party. Very clear plan. We now see that being put into place. We now see NAFTA being put into place. The New World Order is bringing this together, and we're going to be covering this from Murrieta with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to be covering it from a larger perspective with Jerome Corsi. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined at the bottom of this hour with Jakari Jackson, who is in Murrieta, California. And if you've been covering the implosion of our borders, you know that there's something very different going on there. We have the citizens of that area who are standing up to this. They see the government standing down. They see Obama putting ICE agents on temporary paid leave, telling them, we'll continue to pay you, just don't do anything about controlling immigration. They don't want it to be controlled. And many people are asking, this is a story on Infowars.com from Michael Schneider, why is Obama encouraging illegal immigration when we can't take care of millions of our own citizens? In particular, the VA situation. We've got 57,000 veterans still waiting for their first appointment, according to the Daily Caller. We've got in just one VA alone in Phoenix, we've got 1,400 to 1,600 people put on an imaginary waiting list, a waiting list that they were not going to get seen. They were lied to. They were told that they were going to get something and they didn't get it. That should be a warning for the people who are coming into this country. That should be a warning for all Americans, how government is lying to us. But of course, we've sent our InfoWars crew out there because the way the mainstream media is covering these protests out there, and essentially what they're trying to do is make the pro-illegal immigration protesters, they're ignoring what these agitators are doing. And Paul Joseph Watson put up a story yesterday that essentially showed a video that looked like the people that were being arrested were all pro-illegal immigration supporters who identified themselves as anarcho-communists. But the media has portrayed this as if it is the citizens who are protesting what is being done. And of course, it is a Cloward and Piven strategy. The White House is asking for another $3.8 billion just to maintain this emergency situation that they have created. They always use the crisis, and as Nancy Pelosi said, we should view this as an opportunity, and she certainly does. She uses everything that they manufacture as an opportunity to make the government bigger. But let's just take a look at what's going on in California. We've got long wait times in California as emergency rooms blaming this on Obamacare. And yet, what will happen when we import uncontrolled numbers of people into this country that don't have any means to provide for themselves? Many of these people, unaccompanied minors. Well, there's already tuberculosis spreading at the camps. This is being reported by Fox News. They say that although a rosy picture is being portrayed by NPR, by most of the mainstream media, and even by the Department of Health and Human Services, the people that they have talked to at the camps, people who are nurses, say that there are many children who are showing classic tuberculosis symptoms, spitting up blood, a constant cough, and chest pain. What is going to happen as these people come onto the rolls of the unsustainable welfare state that is being created in this country? And of course, this is all about the dreams of the children, as Obama likes to put it. You know, we had an American dream once. What was that dream? That was a dream to own your own home. The federal government incentivized that dream. They gave people tax credits so that they would go into debt to get a mortgage on their homes. How did that work out for Americans? How did that work out, that American dream, when we all got into debt with the bankers and then we go through a pump and dump strategy? Many, many thousands of people Tens of thousands of people have lost their homes. Many more will continue to do so. But of course, the banks were made whole. The banks came out smelling like a rose. Their losses were recouped. They said that they needed it because they didn't want massive unrest. They needed to be paid off with the TARP program, or there was going to be riots in the street. And yet they didn't help anybody with these mortgages. They kept all the money themselves. Now we've got the DREAM Act, and we should think about how he pumped and dumped properties, and think about the massive number of people that are being coming in. This is a pump and dump of people, essentially. And again, it's Cloward and Piven strategy. But there's something else going on here, too. And that is reckless endangerment of children. So many people want to say, you just need to back off. In Dallas, the mainstream media up there, in terms of reporting what was going to be happening as people were being brought into Dallas area, we had a judge go around the neighborhood telling people, you can speak, you can protest, but you need to do it within the law. Well, they have proscribed that so tightly in Dallas that there is no free speech, no protest there. We've seen that with the George Bush Library. We've seen that when InfoWars and Alex Jones went to Dallas around the JFK 50th anniversary celebration. They don't like protests. They don't like the First Amendment, frankly. And when a judge goes around door to door telling people, don't exercise your free speech, essentially. If you do so, you have to do it within the law. Well, you know, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. There shouldn't be any laws on our fundamental rights to protest, to address our grievances to the government. And we have a very real grievance when we are being treated like slaves in this country as the borders are being opened up and we're opening our wallets, or we should say our debt, to anyone who wants to come into this country. But as they were reporting on that, they had a quote from someone there who says, hey, you're grown-ups. Don't protest kids. This isn't simply about the children. Of course, the thing that initiated this was Obama's DREAM Act. That was 2 years ago. And that was being portrayed as they were going to help the children who were already here. But now the message has gone out that this is proactive for anyone who wants to come into the country now or in the future. They will get these benefits. And it's not just for children. It's for those up to the age of 31. But there are a tremendous number of children who are coming in. What is happening to those children? You know, we just had a story that came out of Georgia where a child died in a hot car. He was locked up in a hot car, got up to 88 degrees, maybe to the low 90s. This child died. They're bringing murder charges against the parents. Why do we do that? Why do we compound those types of legal actions on parents who have just lost a child? Well, there's a good reason for that. We want to make an example of them. We don't want people recklessly endangering children. We want to get the message out that this is not the way you treat children. Even dogs. Sometimes there's criminal charges brought up when people leave their dogs in hot cars and let these dogs die. Yet, Obama is incentivizing people to send or to bring their children through some of the most dangerous areas in the world, to come up through Central and South America, to run up against the drug gangs, against the human trafficking gangs. He's incentivizing that with his welfare state. He's encouraging it with his laws. That's what's changed. It's not the economic conditions in those countries. It's the incentives that Obama is offering. It's Obama who is recklessly endangering the children. Look at this story that was up on Drudge Report today from National Review Online. HHS will, quote, muzzle the media during a tour of immigrant child housing. Now, they've put out rules, and this is in Oklahoma, where we've already seen a congressman, Jim Bridenstine, try to get in to see what's happening to the children. He's concerned about their welfare, and rightfully so, because he knows the history of human trafficking. He's been involved in trying to shut that down in the past. He wants to know who brought these children, who are unaccompanied minors, so to speak. How did they get across this continent? Who were they being turned over to? He wanted to get in and talk to them. Of course, he was turned away even though he was a congressman. And they're telling journalists, don't talk to these children. We're going to let you in, but it's going to be a very controlled situation. Listen to the way they're going to control it. They'll let journalists go into the military facility, but only if the media promises not to record anything. If they promise not to ask any questions during the tour and not talk to any of the staff members or the children. Now, Jim Bridenstine said, this is a violation of the First Amendment. It's not transparency. HHS is trying to muzzle the media and hide the human tragedy that has resulted directly from the administration's failure to enforce the law. It's not compassion. This is a human tragedy. This is a crisis that is being manufactured so that they can use it as an opportunity to grow the government while they collapse the economy. It's all about NAFTA. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi in the next hour about what Petraeus has said, what Pelosi has said, that essentially America is finished. This is now North America. We don't have two different countries. We happen to have one community with a border that just happens to run through it. But going back to this HHS situation, no recording devices, no questions allowed, no interacting with the staff, and they will take questions, but only after the fact. This is what we see everywhere we go now. Everywhere InfoWars reporters go, we see this kind of total crackdown on information. No information is allowed out, and it doesn't matter whether it's this immigration strategy or something else, but they don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want anybody reporting on what they are doing. You know, if they were really concerned about the welfare of the children, they wouldn't mind if people talked to them, asked them if they were doing okay. Doesn't this have kind of a creepy deja vu feeling about it? It certainly does to me. I remember when Saddam Hussein, in that crazy PR gimmick that he had some children sitting on his lap. Do you remember that? Remember how awkward he looked? Do you remember how the children were kind of looking around, scared to death, and he's kind of laughing, oh yes, everything is okay. That's essentially what Health and Human Services is doing. And nobody is allowed to talk to these children to see if they're okay, to ask them questions, to look into their health. But we have reports that there are many children who are getting sick. We have reports that those who are taking care of them are getting sick. And, of course, they're trying to shut down what is happening in Murrieta and Dallas, trying to do that proactively. At the same time, we've got a general who is saying that we need to go to the borders, that this is an existential threat to America. This is an existential threat to America. He's right about that. But that is the wrong strategy to take. That is something that the government has been planning for quite some time. We covered this on the InfoWars Nightly News last night. We talked about how the Endgame program that Homeland Security had put out, that was something that exactly matched the same situation they're creating right now. They create a crisis, and the left wants to address it with a welfare state. They create a crisis, and the right wants to address it with a warfare state. We don't need martial law. We need to stop the war on drugs that's destroying those countries, and we'll bring that violence to America. We're going to be right back with Jakari Jackson from Murrieta, California. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined later in the show with Jakari Jackson, who is in Murrieta, California. That's a place where there's been a lot of protests going back and forth between pro-immigration and anti-immigration forces there. I shouldn't say anti-immigration. They're not against immigration. They're against illegal immigration. They're against open borders. They're against sending ICE agents home on paid leave. They're against spending $4 billion to take care of children just at the border right now. That's not talking about their education, not talking about their welfare. Where are they going to live? These unaccompanied minors that Obama is encouraging parents to recklessly endanger, sending them through this dangerous journey into America where we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know who brought them here. We don't know who they're being released to. And when congressmen try to find out about it, they're shut down by the federal government. Now, there's a lot going on in California. One of the things that's happening there, of course, is that an appeals court has just ruled that immigrant dreamers can get driver's licenses. Now, remember that the dreamers are people that go up to 31 years of age. They're given essentially amnesty. And it's not just amnesty for people who are already here. It's for anybody who comes here now or at any time in the future, apparently. And so they're going to give them driver's licenses just one step away from getting a voter ID. This is about not only collapsing America, but of course rebuilding the socialist state that they want. That's the other part of it. The other part of that is to, once you collapse us economically, to make sure that they've got a massive voter block that is here in place. And Louis Gohmert from Texas had this nailed. Here's what he had to say.
Well,
I don't know. It's been clear that he is about winning at all costs. He doesn't matter what has to be. He doesn't care what has to be said. He doesn't care who gets hurt. He doesn't care what promises get broken. As Ed Klein revealed in his book here recently, you make whatever promises you've got to. But in the end, they have said they want to turn Texas blue. They want to turn America blue. And if you bring in hundreds of thousands or millions of people and give them the ability to vote and tell them, as some Kiko Canseco said, he had illegals in his district that were told, if you want to keep getting the benefits, you have to go vote. And President Obama's lawyer is not going to allow them to ask for an ID, so go vote or you're going to lose your benefits you're getting now.
It's exactly like Pork Barrel Projects. You know where that comes from, of course. Now, Pork Barrel Projects are when a congressman essentially bribes people in his district by saying, look at the money that I've brought home. Well, originally where that came from was the plantation slave owners would essentially put out pork barrels for their slaves to encourage them to do what they wanted. Now we've got essentially gerrymandering by illegal immigration. Of course, they're giving them driver's licenses. We see that in Charlotte, not just in California, they're giving proposed city IDs. This is something that's causing a lot of stir back in North Carolina. And in the article, they point out that there's several California cities, Oakland, Richmond, San Francisco, that are giving out IDs to people who are here illegally. Also joined by Washington, D.C., and, of course, New York City. New York City is even spending $8.5 million in its first year and then going to take it down to over $5.5 million in subsequent years to provide IDs to people who are here illegally, flaunting the rules. As Joe Biggs pointed out, he's known many people who fought and died because they wanted to get citizenship. That was the condition to citizenship. We know many people who have waited for decades to try to get in from other countries. And yet, we're told that we're not compassionate if we don't just open up the borders and let these people in, that we're somehow racist. Well, look at what Jerry Brown, current governor of California, said back in 1975. He said, "Don't dump Vietnamese refugees on California." That's right. He said, in 75, he tried to stop planes that were carrying refugees from landing in Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento. And also, Joe Biden said, the White House has not informed Congress adequately about the number of refugees. Now, of course, Joe Biden was a senator at that time. George McGovern told Newsweek, I think the Vietnamese are better off in Vietnam. But now, Governor Jerry Brown signs this legislation that gives driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. It will be very easy to make that next step to turn them into voters. Just as Louis Gohmert said, this is about turning the country blue. It's about collapsing the country economically. A population bomb is going to be just as devastating to the United States as if it were a suitcase nuke. And of course, there's always, with totally open borders, there's a possibility that you could have a suitcase nuke, not only just a population bomb, but you could also have a pandemic. As we reported earlier, there are now signs that many people are reporting that there's tuberculosis among the children in these areas that they're taking care of. But of course, they don't want you talking to or examining the children. They don't have the children's best interest at heart. If they did, they would allow people to ask them who they're being turned over to. They would allow independent third parties to look after their health. They're keeping it very secret for a reason. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson and Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. I'm going to be joined in the next hour with Jakari Jackson, who's in Murrieta, California, at the site of these protests against the collapsed borders that are happening there. And of course, it just broke in the news today that Obama is giving paid leave to the ICE agents in that area. Told them, just go away. We'll keep paying you, just don't do anything. If that isn't clear that this is about a planned takedown of the borders, I don't know what is. But we're going to have updates on what's going on there as they talk to people in the area. And I guess we kind of need to ask ourselves, why is it that the mass of the population is not really catching on to what's going on? What we have going on here is we've got a collapse at the border. It'll be an economic collapse. We also have a plan to make the country essentially blue. They want to bring in people that they can rebuild their socialist state with. So that's the other aspect of it. But then there's a third aspect of it, and that's who we're going to be talking to in the next hour as well, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Both he and I have talked about how Petraeus and Pelosi have said this is part of NAFTA. NAFTA was passed 20 years ago, as Petraeus pointed out, and now it is going to be made an accomplished fact. The North American Union is what comes after North America. When he made that statement, when that was part of the question that was coming up on the discussion panel, as a UK paper was live blogging it, the guy said, the question is, what comes after America? And he goes, I didn't really know America is dead. That's right. Most Americans don't know that either because they're not paying attention. There's an article that came up yesterday, Steve Watson on InfoWars. A study says that people would rather electrocute themselves than think for 15 minutes alone. 15 minutes without some kind of stimulus, without watching moving pictures on television, without listening to something, was driving them to such a state of distraction that they would rather shock themselves. And it was a significant shock. When they applied this to the people initially, it was unpleasant enough that they said they would pay $5 not to have it happen again. And yet, many of those people did it to themselves because they could not stand to be alone with their thoughts, to think about what's going on in their lives, in their family, in their country, whatever. That, I think, is really the problem that is at the bottom of this. We're going to take your calls. I want to put this out here. The 800 number is 800-259-9231. I want to take calls from law enforcement and people who are in relief agencies. I want to hear from you as to what you're seeing here as this border collapses. Again, that's law enforcement and relief agents. That's 800-259-9231. Before I take your calls, however, I want to tell you that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. It's delicious, nutritious, and it prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, the products you need, the service you expect, the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today or call 1-800-1866-229-0927. That number again is 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Before I go to your calls on immigration, I wanted to cover one other thing that's come out in the last couple of days, because the surveillance state, the ever-present surveillance state, is one of the things that puts us in ever-present danger. And of course, as we reflect on the fact that they passed NAFTA 20 years ago, but they let it just simmer there, simmer in people's minds before they made it an accomplished fact, we should be very, very concerned about what's going on with the NSA. This is something that's been going on for quite a long time. Alex has been talking to people about this for quite a long time, but now we see a lot of information coming out about it. Is this really preparing people for the coming crackdown? Are we going to see something analogous to what's happening with the border collapse, with the establishment of NAFTA as a fact? Are we going to see that they're going to use this in new and novel ways? Oh, of course, we've already had the NDA pass. We've already had them say that they believe that the entire world, including America, is at a state of war, and so the U.S. military can drag anybody off the street without telling anyone. They can hold you indefinitely, no trial, no due process, and no information about where you went. Essentially like Argentina. Do you remember the disappeared in Argentina? Do you remember that military junta there? They just picked people up and they just disappeared. Women were showing up to protest in tears about where their husbands were, where their sons were. And of course, later they found out they were just putting them in helicopters and flying them out over the ocean and shoving them out of the helicopters. This is something we need to always be concerned about. But look at the latest revelation from the NSA. Of course, this is an article that came up yesterday. What your startlingly intimate voyeuristic NSA file looks like. A few days ago, we asked a simple rhetorical question. Are you being targeted by the NSA? Well, let's take a look at some of the information that they're collecting on people. According to the Washington Post, files on intercepted Americans have a startlingly intimate, even voyeuristic quality. They tell stories of love and heartbreak, of illicit sexual liaisons, of mental health crises, of political and religious conversions, financial anxieties, disappointed hopes. Listen to some of the voyeuristic stuff that they're collecting. They get resumes from job hunters, academic transcripts of school children. You have a young girl in a religious dress in front of a mosque, or scores of pictures that show infants and toddlers in bathtubs or on swings, sprawled on their backs, being kissed by their mothers. In some photos, men show off their physiques. In others, women model lingerie, leaning suggestively into the web camera or posing risque poses in shorts and bikini tops. This is what the NSA is collecting. It's not your metadata. It's not your PIN data. They're collecting everything. And of course, what are they doing with that? Are they blackmailing powerful men? Are they blackmailing Supreme Court justices and others? You know, there was a story a few years ago about J. Edgar Hoover on The Guardian as the movie from Clint Eastwood came out. And they had an interesting quote from Harry Truman. He wrote about J. Edgar Hoover and he said, "We don't want Gestapo or secret police. The FBI is tending in that direction. They're dabbling in sex life scandals and just plain blackmail. J. Edgar Hoover would give his right eye to take over, and all congressmen and senators are afraid of him." And I would add, presidents as well. Obviously, Truman was afraid of him as well. When we look at this, we need to understand with these NSA leaks, we need to understand the power that the NSA has. We need to understand how that kind of power has corrupted men like J. Edgar Hoover, or how I should say it draws men of the nature of J. Edgar Hoover into that position when that power is there. You know, tyranny is literally coming out of the closet. We've got the NSA now essentially channeling J. Edgar Hoover and the way that he blackmailed people. I think that is a large part of why the Supreme Court essentially reversed its trends and with a 9-0 decision last week said, no, the police must have a search warrant in order to look at people's cell phones. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And I've said many times that I believe Chief Justice Roberts was blackmailed when he wrote both sides of the Obamacare case, when he sided in a slim 5-4 majority saying that, yes, Obamacare was constitutional. It's not constitutional to mandate that kind of thing to anybody. I don't care if they call it a tax or anything else. They cannot mandate that you buy health care. That's not constitutional. They don't have the power. Under the 9th and 10th Amendment says that they haven't been explicitly given powers, then they don't have those powers. And yet we see people very selectively kicking back against it. We have an article up on Infowars.com today. Rick Warren joins leaders who are seeking religious exemptions on LGBT orders. That's right. Freedom for him, freedom for me, not for thee, essentially. This is what we see over and over again. People with a very narrow perspective who don't stand up for individual rights unless it affects them. That's what we've seen from far too many church leaders. You know, I was looking at some comments the other day. I don't remember if it was on the website or it was on YouTube. And somebody said, you know, I'm just fine. I know Jesus and I don't really worry about any of this stuff. And my response to that was, really? Really? You don't worry about what's happening to anyone else? You don't want to defend what's happening to your children? You don't want to protect them against a burgeoning police state? You don't want people spying on them? You don't have any compassion about that sort of thing? That's where the compassion needs to come from. The compassion is not creating a crisis in another country and then enticing people to endanger their children to come into this country. That's not compassion. Compassion is standing up for people in both countries and taking down the injustice that's there. If that's the way you feel, I really think you need to go back and check your religion. Is that really what Jesus called you to? I don't really know. Now, one piece of helpful news that we've seen come out of California, we see them opening up the gates to driver's licenses for people who are here illegally. And of course, as I pointed out in the last segment, it's a very different story from Governor Brown now than it was back in 1975 when he didn't want any Vietnamese immigrants. And maybe it was because those people tended to vote Republican. Maybe that's what it's really about. I think it is. You know, for the longest time, They've been gerrymandering with computers, picking voters here and there, jumping across rows to select the voters that they wanted in which districts. Now they're just going to massively import them so that after they collapse the economy, they will have a Democratic majority to do whatever they wish. But there is one good bit of good news that came out of California, and that is the California Assembly has voted unanimously to turn off resources to the NSA. This is a strategy that comes from the 10th Amendment Center has put together this offnow.org, and they point out that the California Assembly Public Safety Committee voted unanimously to approve a bipartisan bill which creates a mechanism to turn off all material support and assistance. They call it the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, and they said that it passed the state Senate last month by a vote of 29-1. That's pretty good. Now, if it's signed into law, it would ban the state from participating in or providing material support or resources to any federal agent engaged in the illegal and unconstitutional collection of electronic data or metadata without consent of any person not based on a warrant that particularly describes that person, place, or thing to be searched or seized. In other words, it repeats the Fourth Amendment, but it has teeth in it. It pulls off the supply to the NSA. And we just had, if you're watching on video, we just had a clip up there of the protest that happened last week. There you can see the balloon. A very encouraging aspect of that was that you had Greenpeace, EFF, as well as the 10th Amendment Center, people coming from different perspectives and different issues, understanding that if we don't have a free society, then we have lost everything. We have lost on all of these issues. And of course, the 10th Amendment Center has put out this strategy. They've been trying to get people in Utah to pick this up because the massive data collection center there that is in Utah is using so much electricity and so much water that it's equivalent to a medium-sized city out there. And that was where they first started this idea. Now that's been picked up by the California legislature. And that's a very, very positive sign. So we'll see what happens with that. Going back to this NSA thing, though, there was an interesting article from Connor Friedersdorf, who writes for The Atlantic. And, of course, he was saying that this latest Snowden leak, in terms of the detail at which they're keeping these pictures and records of people, really should be devastating to people who are defending the NSA. And one of the things that he tweeted out, he said, imagine that John Edwards would have been elected without being caught in an affair and then told about the NSA data collection. Would he have crossed the NSA? Good question. That's the danger. There's a huge danger that we have in terms of our entire government being taken over, just as Harry Truman was saying, J. Edgar Hoover wanted to run the entire government. And you could argue that effectively he did, because he had senators and congressmen and presidents who feared him, who feared his power to destroy. And, of course, it has now come out in later years that he used that power quite a bit. And he was also incredibly racist. That's also come out in the memoirs that have surfaced from J. Edgar Hoover. But the question is, why do we allow that kind of power to be concentrated in the first place? That's the real problem with the NSA. When we go back and we look at people like J. Edgar Hoover, we have to realize that we don't just have an individual like J. Edgar Hoover. We have a Republican as well as a Democrat Congress that has now on three occasions passed the NDAA Act. They have now on three occasions said that they're not going to give Americans any due process, that they can be disappeared off the streets. That is what is so concerning about this collapse of the border, especially when you go back and you look at the documentaries that Alex Jones put out 7 years ago about Endgame, talking about how they were strategizing, collapsing the country by collapsing the borders, using that to create martial law. And so the question is, what, if anything, can we do about this? Can we even impeach Obama? Well, that appears to be what a lot of us would like to see happen, but now we're getting a lot of signs from the GOP that they have absolutely no intention of doing that. We see an article from Pat Buchanan where he's talking about impeachment being a bridge too far, and of course he's pushing a new book that he wrote on the Nixon administration. Pat Buchanan was part of the Nixon administration, and he says we need to understand that this is something we should stop. We should stop all talk about impeaching Obama. He says, Bill Clinton, the impeachers had a solid case of perjury. He said, with Richard Nixon, they had preponderance of evidence that at least for a time, he had sought to obstruct justice in the investigation of the Watergate break-in. But then he goes on to say, yet there is no evidence that Obama knew of the IRS plot to delay and deny tax exemptions to Tea Party groups. Well, that's simply not true. There have been connections that are essentially circumstantial, but it's not whether or not he knew that. It's whether or not he covered it up, just like Nixon. Nixon was not impeached because he did a burglary break-in. He was impeached because he covered that up. He was impeached because his Justice Department hid information from Congress, refused to turn over information to them. When you do that, you become an accessory to the fact. But what about Benghazi? What about Fast and Furious? It's not just the IRS scandals. The scope, the breadth, and the depth of what Obama is doing is far worse than what Nixon did. And so it's amazing to me that he would give a pass to them, and yet it's not just Pat Buchanan. We hear this from many GOP leaders. We see that Michael Steele said, I don't see a passion for impeachment, quite honestly. It obscures the issues that we want to talk about. And he says, I don't think Boehner or McConnell, those would be the leaders of the House and the Senate minority leader of the GOP, want to dance on that pin. People remember 1998. He said, the Tea Party even says, you have to learn a lesson from Clinton's impeachment. I think the lesson that these guys need to learn is they need to do the right thing, even if they're not going to win. We need to tell them that there's going to be a penalty for this. They're going to have a price to pay. But we need to push to get this done. Of course, there's going to be people to take Obama's place. There's a gazillion people like Obama. He's just a figurehead. We need to restore the rule of law. We need to stand on principle. And if the Republican leadership won't do it, we need different Republicans. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 8th, 2014. Of course, we've been talking about the border collapse, and we're going to continue to talk about that. We're also going to take your calls if you wanted to weigh in and give us your perspective on what's going on with that. And of course, there's many different aspects to it. It's not just a border collapse. What's going to follow is an economic collapse because, of course, this kind of massive open border immigration is not sustainable. It's not sustainable economically, it's not even sustainable environmentally. But then what is going to take its place? Well, we already see in California that they are giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. They are very close to giving them voter registration. As a matter of fact, there's been a lot of reports, as Louis Gohmert in Texas said, of illegal voting in elections. It's very easy to do that if you've got ID. And of course, they're going out of their way to give them ID. But the larger picture of this is the collapse of America. The destruction of America. As General Petraeus said, what comes after America? That's easy. North America. This has been going on, he said, for 20 years. We've had NAFTA. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Jerome Corsi in the next hour. We also have the InfoWars team on the ground in California. They're talking to both pro and pro-illegal immigration people, as well as those who want to see immigration handled in a legal and controlled manner. That is not what Obama wants to see. Obama has given ICE agents a leave of absence, a temporary paid leave of absence in the area right now where we have the InfoWars crew. That's Murrieta, California, where there's been a conflict between local residents and immigration there. And so he's given the immigration officers there just, take a break. I'll still pay you, but I don't want you to do anything to patrol our borders. Now, of course, the number to call in if you want to weigh in on this, we're going to be taking calls, is 800-259-9231. A lot happened this last weekend. We had in Chicago, for example, 82 people shot, 14 dead over the weekend. Starting to sound like Central and South America. And there's a reason for that. It's not just that people possess guns. It's that we have a drug war. Remember when you had gangs shooting each other in the street with fully automatic Tommy guns, riding on the sides of cars, the original drive-by shootings? Yeah, that was during alcohol prohibition, wasn't it? As we've reported many times and interviewed people who were law enforcement, judges, prosecutors who have worked on the war on drugs, this is something that is still going on in Chicago. as a LEAP spokesman, Jim Gerock, who was a prosecutor in Cook County, told us 80% of the shootings in Chicago are related to drugs and drug gangs. But here's one example that came up yesterday. A veteran with concealed carry permit shot back at a Chicago gunman. This is an article from the Daily Caller. And of these 82 shootings, two of the people that were shot were in this particular incident. It was a couple of different groups, and one group came out, and a lady saw a bottle in a car and asked the other people if they would remove it. An argument ensued. One of the guys from the other group goes into his house, comes back with a gun, and shoots the lady a couple of times in the back. Two other people in his group pull out guns and start shooting. Now, here's where it was different this year than it would have been last year. There was a veteran with a concealed carry permit in Chicago. In Chicago, the last state to allow concealed carry permits, Chicago. He shot back. He put the guy in critical condition that started the shooting. The other two fled, and that stopped more people from getting killed. That is how this is portrayed by the media, however, is that this is two more people who were shot without understanding that this is probably, most likely, gang-related. Most of these shootings are. And also ignoring the fact that guns were also used to protect lives. It's just like any other technology. It can be used to take lives. It can be used to protect lives. And this is something that would not have happened a year ago. Chicago now allows concealed carry, and the veteran protected this lady as well as other people in the group from that person who is now charged with attempted murder. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight from Austin, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be going to our InfoWars team live on the ground in California in the next segment. But in this segment, I want to take a couple of your calls and get you to weigh in on what you think is happening with this open border situation. Let's go to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're part of the North American Union, according to Pelosi and Petraeus. How do you feel about this immigration situation?
Well, I'm just wondering here. If I were to decide to jump the border from the north here and I got picked up by ICE, would they just give me a bus ticket to anywhere in the U.S. and a little summons and send me on my way?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, a few years ago when we had gone into Canada several times on vacations, and I remember we went after September 11th, and the Canadians were just fine with us coming across, showing a driver's license, and they could see that we had an American tag and everything. But we didn't have passports or anything with us. And I had my sons, who were very young at the time. And when we came back, they were really upset, almost didn't let us back in. I don't think they would let us in today. I don't think they would let you in from Canada. I know they wouldn't let you in at the airport, because they are cracking down even harder at the airport. When we came back from Copenhagen, we had to go through customs. We had to go through TSA twice. We had to, you know, the usual routine that's been there for quite some time. And of course, that is still there. They're even cracking it down with more trivia now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've got 4,000 kilometers, longest unprotected border in the world. There's a million and one places out in Saskatchewan. I could literally just walk across a farmer's field and I'm in the United States. Just keep walking. Get in a taxi cab, go to the nearest town, get on a Greyhound bus, and if I got stopped by a border patrol, would they kick me back across the border, arrest me, deport me? I bet you any money I would be back in Canada within 24 hours.
Let me ask you, Adam, you're in Canada. What's going on with people who are coming, not from Canada, but going into Canada? Are you guys offering the same incentives that we are? Because, you know, we've got a North American Union that includes, people from Mexico should be able to go into Canada and live off of the welfare state in Canada as well. Do you guys open up?
Yeah. We do have that issue. You go up to almost any major city in Canada now, and you can go to what we call work corners, and you'll find Guatemalans, San Salvadorians, Mexicans.
That's right.
All sorts of Latin American peoples. In Vancouver now, because Vancouver's got the nicest climate in Canada, there are tons and tons and tons of illegal immigrants there just filling up the homeless shelters, going on the welfare rolls,
That illustrates a point. It's not just America. It's also Canada. It's also European countries where they are bringing in massive, uncontrolled immigration because that Cloward and Piven strategy applies everywhere. This is a globalist plan to create regional consolidation, to take down the economies, to strengthen the government, and then to collect all of those regional economies into a global government. So the same thing is happening, we hear, throughout Western Europe. They're bringing in uncontrolled immigration to essentially divide and conquer the population, to balkanize the countries, to collapse the countries from a Cloward and Piven strategy on welfare. Thank you, Adam from Canada. Let's go to Damien in Indiana. Damien.
Hi. Hey. I had an idea of how can we, as patriots, possibly adopt some of these children so that they don't get indoctrinated by those bringing them across the border. They get indoctrinated by, true patriots and freedom lovers. Is that a possible solution? Can we chip away at this problem by doing that?
Well, absolutely, and that's what we need to work at. This is fundamentally an information war, but understand that when they try to bring them in at a young age, when they offer them free college educations that they don't offer to the American public, they realize that they are going to be more susceptible to government propaganda, to government control, than the people who are here already. That's why they want to bring them in at an early age. Every dictator, going back to the time of Plato's Republic, understood, give me a child when they're young and impressionable, and of course, they're mine for life. That's a large part of what government schools are about. That's the purpose of them. That's why they want to bring them in. That's why they want to lavish this state education on them. We'll be right back with our InfoWars crew live on the ground in California. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have a situation. In America, we have a planned crisis, which, of course, Obama and Pelosi and others see as an opportunity. We've got Obama enticing children to be recklessly endangered by their parents who abandon them or accompany them through child trafficking, through pedophile rings, through human trafficking, through drug cartel gangs, through deserts. We have congressmen who are barred from talking to these same children to see what the circumstances are, to interview them, to see how they're being treated, to see where they came from, where they're going, to inquire about their well-being. We also have journalists barred from doing the same thing. We have our own journalists threatened with imprisonment for taking pictures outside of a military base, not inside the military base, but from the outside on public land. This is a story the mainstream media is not telling. That's why we've sent the InfoWars crew out to California, and we're going to be joined right now with our InfoWars team live on the ground. What's up, guys?
Hey, this is Jakari Jackson reporting for InfoWars.com. We're at the epic border shutdown in Murrieta, California. Now, David, when we first talked to you, we were outside the Border Patrol station. You may be able to see it off in the distance there. But now we've moved down because we want to talk to some of the patriots, because there's a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of name-calling in the mainstream media, trying to label these guys, trying to put them in a box. But we have somebody who just completely tears up that box, will not fit inside of it. Mr. Garza, Mr. Garza, would you join us here today? Now, this is the gentleman we had a chance to meet last night, and I'll let him introduce himself. But he was basically telling us that the mainstream media comes down here, they listen to his words, but they don't report what he says, because he's somebody who's not the stereotypical guy out here. They want you to see the 35-year-old white male veteran or his wife or so forth, but they don't want to talk about guys like this. So, Mr. Garza, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Robert Garza. I'm from Lake Elsinore, California. It's not too far from here, like 5 miles. And I've been living here for a long time. And this is, the media is not covering us, the truth, the real story. You know, none of us are racist here. I've only seen racial things on the other side. The La Raza people, the Brown Berets, they're basically the Mexican KKK. They're out here calling us names, coconut.
That's what coconut means.
Brown on the outside and white on the inside.
They're directing these comments to you.
Yes, they are.
Because you don't go along with their official narrative, their official party line. So tell us about your heritage.
I'm Mexican, Tejano. My dad's from Texas. You know, my family fought against Santa Anna during the the Mexican-American War, you know, to liberate Texas. And I have Native American blood, Comanche, Cherokee, Navajo, and a little bit of German.
Right. So you have a lot of things going on in your heritage. So as a Mexican American, a Native American, you know, what's your view of this border situation?
It's an orchestrated crisis. You know, Obama's doing this on purpose, you know, to distract from the real issues, the collapsing economy and the drug war that's failing.
Been failing for a very long time. And I know, David, you have many strong opinions about the drug war as well, but we'll stay on topic here. So tell us, you know, when did you start coming out here to these type of events and, you know, what things have you personally witnessed?
I came the day after they turned the buses away, and there's only a few Patriots here at that time. And I just noticed the news wasn't reporting very fairly for our side. You know, I interviewed with the LA Times and they cut me out, you know, completely because they didn't want to hear what I had to say. Because it's not a racial issue, and they didn't like that agenda. They have their own agenda to push, and they don't like me.
As far as the mainstream media, you said the LA Times was out here. Have you personally witnessed any other people? We see Fox News out there right now. Yeah. Have you seen any other mainstream outlets?
CNN was here. They weren't covering really our side. They were covering. There was a girl here protesting us, saying that we're on stolen land. And then when I proceeded to tell. That, you know,
we're starting to lose Native, transmission there.
She just ignored me. You know,
okay, but we got it back.
To her. She was fake crying.
Okay, sorry. We'll try to reconnect.
Yeah, we're starting to lose connection there.
But
we're starting to lose connection there, okay. Jakari. I think we've got you back now, though. I wanted to ask him about how this was spun the other day. Of course, it was implied by the media that the violence that was there, that the people that were there that got arrested, that they were protesting the open borders. But from the video that we saw that Paul Joseph Watson put up yesterday on Infowars.com in an article, it appeared that the people that got arrested were those who were supporting illegal immigration and open borders. Is that what he saw there, what Mr. Garza saw there?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. What happened was there was a lady here on our side, the Patriot side, who was Hispanic, but you won't hear that in the media. And these La Raza people came and attacked her. Physically, and the cops had to arrest them.
What type of, when you say they attacked her physically, what do they do?
Slapped her hand because they tried to come up close to her and take pictures, and she slapped, you know, she tried to move them away, and they pushed her.
You know, you talk about the KKK, that's something we saw back in the civil rights movement. Some of the people that got the most severe beatings were the white people that were marching in civil rights because they drew the ire of the KKK more so even than the black people. So I'm not surprised that that La Raza would single out an Hispanic lady and attack her. Of course, they always seems like when they operate as gangs, whether it's gangs of BLM agents in Nevada or whatever, it seems like they always pick out the females are the weakest people in the group to pick on them.
That's exactly right, David. And I will say for these federal agents, you know, I know you and I, as well as the other InfoWars crew members, we often come in contact with the so-called authorities. But the people out here, they've been very polite and friendly, at least the people we've personally talked to. We haven't had any issues with the Border Patrol or any other people, so I will give them that for this issue. But we don't want to forget that the Border Patrol, that these ICE agents are being told to stand down. You know, go on a furlough, you know, take a week off vacation. Don't monitor these stations. Don't monitor these crossing checkpoints and all these other things. Just let the people come on through and then we'll deal with them once they get here. And that's the thing that you always keep hearing, David. And it's like, well, since they're here, now we have to deal with them. It's like, well, why don't we try to put something in place so they necessarily cannot get here the illegal way? Of course, we want people to be able to come to this country legally. And I'm sure Mr. Garza does as well. But, you know, you have to have the right things in place, the right system in place. So, Mr. Garza, can you tell us, you know, to anybody out there who may be from these Central American countries or any other country for that matter, there are many other people coming through these border checkpoints. What would you say to them if they want to come to this country?
You know, there's right channels to do it. And the way they come in is dangerous. You know, you're going to face a lot of like bad people coming through here through Mexico and Central America. And they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to abuse you.
Yeah, we've seen the stories about the young ladies coming through. Sometimes the young ladies are traveling alone. They get raped. They get exploited by the coyotes. Coyotes take their money and just drop them off someplace. So there are very real travel concerns.
Yeah, it's not worth the risk to your life, you know. And the problem is the administration is encouraging this, and the people don't even realize how dangerous it really is, you know.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because they want to talk about issues that are very relevant. They talk about the health concerns. They talk about how some of these guys come in, they're gang affiliated. Those are very real concerns. But something that everybody can understand is the bottom line, the bottom dollar. How much is this going to cost? And, you know, who's going to pay for this? You know, Obama is not taking this money out of his personal bank account to bring these people here. So it's the people of San Bernardino, California. Back in 2009, they had to pay about $60 million for welfare benefits for these illegal immigrants, and how much more the people here in Murrieta. That's what all the people are telling us. They say, you know, I have no problem with these people coming here. I just can't afford it. I have two kids in my house already. I can't afford a third, especially when it's not my own. You know,
right.
do you find people say those similar sentiments?
Yeah, myself included. You know, I'm looking for a second job right now because I have a child on the way in. We can't make it. You know, my house is underwater. We have troubles here, you know. Help us. You know, they're not going to help us.
No, they don't want to help you. They want to say that you're a racist or you're a, you know, whatever term they use now. They don't want to talk about the real severe issues that's going to have on you. And then, you know, okay, so when America brings all these people in that it can't afford, because we honestly don't take care of our people right now. So when we start to look like an El Salvador or whatever else, and then it's going to, like, everybody wants to go to Canada, everybody wants to go to Switzerland. And then it's like, oh, you're a racist because you want to allow all these people in.
But that's what they want. They want the collapse. They want us all equally poor. I mean, that's their plan. That's been their plan, you know?
Let me ask you, Mr. Garza, about Murrieta. How far from the border are you, and how are they bringing these people in, and how would you characterize the people that are being brought in? Are they mostly children, or are they young adults, or are they older adults?
You know, they say they're children, but I personally haven't seen any because, you know, they turn the buses away pretty quick. But I doubt it's just children. I mean, who knows? They were classifying people who were like 18, 19 as children.
All the way up to 31 years of age, wow. They're considered to be children under the DREAM Act. So that includes anybody up to 31 years of age under the DREAM Act. But so they're being bussed in from the border. How far are you from the Mexican border?
I think we're about like maybe 80 miles, 100 miles. Okay. Yeah, we're kind of far. I mean, it's not that close.
Okay, so you're within that 100-mile Constitution free zone.
Yeah.
So do you get hassled ordinarily by ICE agents? Do they set up checkpoints to ask people what country they're from?
There was a checkpoint on the 15 coming north, but I don't know if it's in operation right now because of the funding, but they have before. They took me out of the car, and they asked to search the car, and this was when I was like 16, so I didn't know my rights back then, so mm-hmm. I got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll do, David, because people need to realize just because you get a pass from the Border Patrol does not make you a U.S. citizen. At any time, a proactive ICE agent come knock on your door, hey, sir, you need to come with me. Well, the Border Patrol said I could stay here. Well, that was the Border Patrol. I'm ICE. You're going to the immigration hearing. So, I mean, it's something that's very relevant that people need to understand. I mean, they always parade out the kids. It's all for the kids. It's all this. It's all that. And, you know, we want the kids to have, you know, good schools and good health care and all these other things, but you can't forget about the kids here. You know, we have failing test grades here in the United States. You know, we can't educate the kids that are already here. How much more we have to split our resources to try to teach these classes in Spanish or some other dialect?
Oh, absolutely. And Pelosi said she wanted to bring all the children home with her, but of course she couldn't.
She took zero. She said, me and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, she's like, I want to take all the kids home. I was like, well, I didn't see any kids her armored compound. And on more than that, we do have Joe Biggs standing by. I think he's ready to get in here. But, you know, Mr. Garza, I just want you to give us any of your final thoughts.
You know, people wake up, you know, both sides are exploiting this issue, the Republicans and the Democrats. There are two sides, or two different sides of the same coin, you know. They both have agendas. That's why I say seek alternative people, outsiders, you know, like a Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, you know, because the establishment's not going to help us. They're not here to help us.
Well, hang on. We're getting ready to go to a break, and we're going to be right back with our InfoWars team on the ground in California. We've just been talking to a Murrieta, California resident, Mr. Garza, who is Hispanic, and he was telling us about La Raza and how they essentially are turning on the Hispanic people there.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we were just talking to our crew live on the ground in California, Murrieta, California. And of course, they're a third group of immigrants, illegal immigrants, that have been flown from Texas to San Diego, were turned away by a crowd of citizen protesters there, concerned about the fact that the border has been opened up and essentially collapsed. In the last segment, we had Jakari Jackson, talking to a Mr. Garza of Hispanic origin there, and he was talking about how La Raza, far from trying to be embracing, you know, we hear that if you oppose the open borders that you are somehow racist, and yet he said they were acting essentially as an Hispanic KKK. Let's go back to our InfoWars crew live on the ground in California.
All right, I'm Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs here live in Murrieta, California at the epic shutdown of the border. I just spoke to a true patriot over here, and he told me something I found very interesting. He said, we are importing poverty. And I like that. I liked how he said that. I thought that was a very interesting quote. You know, there's a lot of people starting to show up out here right now. A lot of people are very passionate about this. The town of Murrieta, the people here are true Americans, you know, to be able to come out here and stand up and say, no, we're not dealing with this anymore.
You know, you're not only importing poverty, but you're also importing voters as well. They've given them, in California, they've just said they're going to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. They're going to issue them driver's licenses. And of course, we know that there's been a lot of voter fraud in a lot of different areas using illegal immigrants. It's going to be very easy for them to get a voter registration if they're going to give them driver's licenses. And we've already had a lot of jurisdictions say that they want illegals to vote. And part of that, I think, Joe, is that this is all about the North American Union. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're going to break that down in more detail for people. But of course, Nancy Pelosi doesn't really see the difference between people that are coming from what we would perceive as being different countries. She says we have just one community, but it happens to have a border running through it. She doesn't see that as any more consequential than the border between Texas and Oklahoma, for example.
Well, one of the gentlemen I spoke to earlier, he was saying that, you know, one of these kids from Central America at the age of 15 could break down an AK-47 blindfold because they've been growing up in a world of war, basically, nonstop, you know, with poverty and a lot of battle going on between the people. So to say that this is some new crisis down there is just complete and total, you know, lies. You know, they've been dealing with this stuff forever. So when these guys come over, we don't know who they are. You know, they have PTSD in a sense. They're young, impressionable minds that can be altered and brainwashed. And like you said, those will turn into votes. And then next thing you know, they take our guns away and things like that. It's a scary situation out here.
It's much easier to take young people. I think that's why they're focused on this at this point. They created the DREAM Act 2 years ago. They made it very clear, however, just recently, that it wasn't going to merely apply to people who were already here. They were using it to bring people here now and in the future. And Obama is essentially incentivizing this kind of immigration. He's enticing people to put their children in danger. Mr. Garza, that we were just talking to there in Murrieta, knows that area very well. He knows the dangers that people are going through. We prosecute parents who leave their children locked up in a hot car during the summer. Why is it that our administration is incentivizing people to either do that to their children and expose them to the dangers of drug cartels as well as human trafficking as well as the dangers of the desert? Why are we incentivizing that instead of discouraging that?
I mean, exactly. The only way that these kids can make it from Central America through Mexico is through these cartels. That's the only way they get passage. I mean, there's nothing safe about it whatsoever. I mean, you're a parent sending your child off with the drug cartels in hopes that they'll make it out there. I mean, who does that?
Yeah, and of course, as we've seen, they haven't been able to, the residents have prevented anybody from getting into that facility so far. But in other areas where they have brought in people into the facilities, we've seen a congressman in Oklahoma who wanted to go in and inquire about the safety and the well-being of the children. He was told he was not going to be allowed to do that. HHS is now saying that reporters are not going to be able to video record any of these children. They're not going to be able to talk to them. They can't even ask questions until after the event. They can then submit questions. What kind of, have you had any interactions so far there in Murrieta, California with any of the immigration officials or the Border Patrol people?
No, they're pretty much staying right over there at the very entrance to the Border Patrol area with the pro-amnesty people. That's where lamestream media is posted up right now. You know, none of them have been down this way. Some cops have driven by, but the cops that have driven by and some of the Border Patrol, from what I've heard over the past few days, they wave at everybody on this side. I think they're a little bit more on the side because the people of Marietta, like I said, are standing together as one for this. The people who are the pro-amnesty.
We're coming up to a break, Joe. We're coming up to a break. Thanks so much. We're going to be having more reports through the week from Murrieta, California, with our InfoWars crew live on the ground. Stay with us. We're coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi, all about NAFTA.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high in this time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and I'm going to be joined in the next segment by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who writes for WND. Before I go to him, I want to tell you that we now have a special up on the InfoWarsStore.com. ProPure Water Filtration, of course, we have a promo code to save 10% off your regular ProPure purchase, and use the code WATER, W-A-T-E-R, to save 10%. But also, for a limited time only, we have a free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure G2.0 Big System. And we team up with ProPure to provide you with a new gold standard of water filtration systems. It takes a traditional gravity filtration systems and updates it for the 21st century. This is the way that you can protect your family as well as yourself. And this is something that protects you whether you're on a well system or whether you're on a municipal system. Of course, the municipal system, they're going to be putting fluoride, chlorine, a lot of different things into the water. In your own system, you may find in your groundwater, if you have a well, you may find that you've got glyphosate in it. Well, this will filter both of those out. So that's, again, a limited time offer of a free wire stand with a purchase of a 2.0 big system, as well as 10% off of the filter itself with a code word water. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've been talking this whole program about the collapse of the border, because the collapse of the border is not simply about that. It's about the collapse of America. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy to collapse the economy, to accelerate and expand the welfare state so quickly that the country cannot afford it, and it will collapse the country. That's also what Obamacare is about. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy, and they are putting it on with steroids right now. But there's also a question of what do they do after they collapse America? Well, that question was asked at a seminar a couple of weeks ago in London, and David Petraeus was the one who was chosen to give the answer. And he said, well, what comes after America? What comes after the collapse of America, that is? Well, he says that's easy, North America. And he goes on to say that for 20 years now, we've had the North American Free Trade Agreement. And what is happening now that we see in America is that being made an established fact. If they had done it right away when they passed the legislation, people would have realized what's going on. But people don't realize it when it happens to them very slowly. We had Pelosi go last Saturday to the border and make it very clear that she didn't see a couple of different countries. She just saw one community, North and South, and it just happened to have a border running through it. Let's play those quotes, and I want to get Dr. Jerome Corsi to comment on that. Here's Pelosi and Petraeus in the middle.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed the coming North American decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years into the North American Free Trade Act implementation, you find unique countries in terms of demographics.
We're all Americans in this hemisphere, North and South America, and this crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
There we go. This is not a crisis, but it's an opportunity to essentially make NAFTA an established fact. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us from WND. Dr. Corsi, what do you make of what you just heard?
Well, I reported on both in WND, and I've been writing about this now going back to about 2005, that there is a move on the left, globalist move, to create a North American Union. And we saw it even under President Bush with the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. These themes don't stop. And key to getting this to succeed, there's two keys. One is it has to be a stealth methodology. In other words, the globalists and the politicians like President Obama advancing this agenda have to be able to deny they're doing it. And secondly, it has to be done in a gradual enough way so that people don't catch on, or so the next step seems natural or logical. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, if you'd had this influx of kids across the border, and they're not kids coming across the border, these are predominantly teenagers. A great number of them are gang members, drug cartel dealers, mixed in with criminals, terrorists. I mean, we're doing no background checks. We're doing no health checks. And it's not a refugee problem. This is a created crisis to flood the border with children, maybe 200,000 of them. Because the play the globalists, the Democratic left are making is that Americans will be too soft-hearted. We won't want to, you know, send these kids back home.
Yeah.
And in the process, what we do is we blur the border. 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been tolerated. But today, I'm sorry, this has been just a very, very...
I think it's a situation where essentially it looks like they're taking the mask off. And that's what I find very troubling. We're seeing that they're accelerating this expansion of the welfare state at the same time that they're essentially doing a bit of a reveal here. I thought it was pretty astounding to hear the comments of both Pelosi and Petraeus to say that, this is about the North American Union. We, of course, have had it for 20 years. And now we see that we have some unique demographics, is the kind of euphemisms that Petraeus had. I also thought it was interesting that this was done at the Margaret Thatcher Conference on Liberty. I mean, here's somebody who went to Bilderberg and went, you know, toe-to-toe with these people and was driven out because she didn't like the European Union. And, of course, the European Union is just a different part of the strategy for the North American Union. They want to consolidate everything after they get these regional consolidations.
Well, see, George Bush, I mean, here's what I'm talking about. George Bush went down to the border to declare 2005 the Security and Prosperity Partnership and had these SPP meetings with the head of Mexico and the head of Canada. And so just having the three of them together, they're on the stage, the flags all together, presents to, you know, visual image subliminally that this is North America. Now, of course, we beat that back. I wrote a book called The Late Great USA. Alex Jones fought it very hard, as did WND, making this agenda obvious to our readers and to people listening to your radio show, that, in fact, this was a conscious effort, just like the European Union had been created
as
a socialist, communist methodology. You know, we don't need borders. We really are all one entity. And creating these regional groups, North America, you know, then trade groups has always been the methodology. We do a NAFTA and then say, oh, that's just for trade. But ultimately, it brings with it a whole political structure to make the trade work and to resolve disputes in trade.
And Dr. Corsi, you know, as we're talking about the NAFTA, and they see this as an accomplished fact, I think that explains why, when you're talking about George Bush being down there, that you covered it with the flags and everything, I think that's why the GOP has not only been silent about this, but essentially complicit in it. You know, they're talking about, well, this is, we've heard this from them as well, saying this is an opportunity for us to do immigration reform. But you're talking about how they bring this in with the trade agreements. We now see that they're moving beyond the step of consolidating regions like North America and Europe. They're now moving to join those areas into a world government with a secretive trade agreement. The Transatlantic Partnership, we also see the Trans-Pacific Partnership, those are being negotiated in complete secrecy without any input or oversight from the public, and certainly not even from our elected representatives.
I've been writing about those for 2 years, warning people they're coming.
Yes.
So what you have is Congress not giving fast-track authority, which would have been designed to rubber stamp the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the one the Obama administration wanted to do first. Mm-hmm. But see, the globalists don't mind because they've had the first salvo. They put in people's minds that this is coming. Even if they don't win this round, when they come back the next time, it's going to seem like, oh, well, we've heard this before. And this desensitizing of Americans to the fact that we are North America, that, you know, there is no border, that we can let these people transmigrate at will, that, you know, the whole idea that Republicans think we get cheap labor with the migrants coming in, and the Democrats think we get a generation of new Hispanic Democratic voters, and the Democrats are going after a permanent presidential majority for the future with African Americans, Hispanics, single women. They're mm-hmm. playing identity politics. They're playing interest group politics. They're promising everybody Obama phones and food stamps and Dream Act and you name the promises. The communists always, the socialists always come on promising utopia. What you get at the end is slavery. What you get at the end is the loss of rights, the loss of nation. I mean, just take a look at where the country is. We're moving into part-time employment. As I've said, going back to the World Trade Organization, the globalists have put the jobs in China. Massive numbers of Americans have been unemployed.
Especially among our youth. We're supposed to embrace the youth of other countries with this Dream Act, and yet it's American youth who have such amazingly high unemployment. And of course, they're not going to be given college educations unless they become indentured servants. But immigrants from other countries who come here illegally can get in-state tuition at any state that they want to go to. And many times they get a free ride going through there. But I think the most important thing that we could get across to people, Dr. Corsi, is to get them to not look at this as something that is simply Obama, but this is something, as you point out, it's been going on for decades, going back to the beginning of the North American Union. And it's not a matter of incompetence either, because this is a plan. Many people don't understand that it's about America being taken down. They just look at it and they say, well, we're making a mistake, or it's incompetent, or Obama doesn't know what he's doing. But it's none of those things. This is a deliberate plan. And we can't even get people to understand what they see as being completed, and that's the North American Union, while they're working on the very next stage. They're laying the groundwork and establishing the legislative agreements to establish the next stage of consolidation between these different economic areas.
Well, and that's the logic of the Collard-Piven socialist argument, is that, you know, you say, okay, well, we don't want to disadvantage these children coming across the border, or certainly we care about poverty. And, you know, clearly the workers around the world, we want to help the world develop. So using good, you know, normal human emotions, these agreements are put into place, which are completely at odds, which will destroy the system. The architects like Jean Monnet, who designed the European Union, socialist, background, they all said, well, if we could just have a united Europe, we wouldn't have a World War III. World War I was the rise of Germany, you know, against England and France. World War II was a repeat. We don't want Germany rising again, so we'll create a North American, we'll create a European Union. Well, that was a lie. That whole thing was a lie. It was designed from the beginning to make Europeans be one government. And the government is in Brussels and Luxembourg. You get unappointed, unrepresentative, not elected bureaucrats, nameless bureaucrats writing your laws, producing volume after volume of rules and regulations that you have to obey, and pretty soon you've lost your freedom. That's the goal from the beginning. And to wake people up to see that they're being led along this path step by step, because the Collard-Piven is a lying strategy and it's a progressive strategy. It's put into place a little bit at a time, always previewing a little bit ahead, but assuming, even when you've lost, even when, you know, the North American Union didn't get voted in, even when the Security and Prosperity Partnership had to be disbanded because of criticism of President Bush, President Obama comes in and presumes that North America is already going into place because the idea has already been lodged in people's minds.
Oh, yes. And do you see any sign whatsoever that there's anyone in the GOP that is effectively going to do anything about it? I mean, we see that the NDAA Act, where they say the military can arrest people at will and just disappear them off the street, hold them indefinitely without due process, that's a bipartisan issue. It appears that certainly the GOP leadership is fully on with this. They call it immigration reform, but we haven't seen any pushback against what Obama is doing from the GOP. Have you seen any pushback that you're aware of?
Not significantly. And look, This has nothing to do with not passing immigration reform. Right. This has to do with President Obama refusing to obey the laws that are on the books to enforce border security.
Exactly.
Going back to the Secure Fence Act, which was, you know, Duncan Hunter, when he was in Congress, pushed forward, representative from San Diego. Congress voted the Secure Fence Act, and then Republicans like Kay Bailey Hutchinson in Texas came along and stripped the law of its, you know, the necessity to build a fence by putting in an appropriations bill for DHS. The fence didn't have to be built if the local officials felt there was a better alternative to securing the border. So virtually no fence got built.
Right, right. You know, we now see that we've got an American general who's saying this is an existential threat to the United States. And, of course, I'm sure you're aware this has been a plan for a long time to try to create a kind of martial law situation. I'm very concerned about a military buildup at our border. I'm even concerned about a fence. I want to remove the incentives that are drawing people in, but we can't even seem to do that, can we?
Well, you've got to have border security. You have to have a border.
Yes.
And one of this porous has got to be secured. What does frighten me is this creeping big brotherism. I mean, the national security, the NSA, being able to monitor every phone call, look at every email. I'm going to monitor our discussion on Skype and a radio broadcast, archive all this data. This is the beginning of a totalitarian state. It's the beginning of the state punishing people for thought crimes.
Yeah.
And the left is intolerant. The left is the one who are the globalists, and they're intolerant. They will not. They don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't believe in free speech. They believe that, you know, you're wrong if you disagree with them. You're immoral. You're not sufficiently evolved to understand, you know, their lofty moral concepts. Well, the lofty moral concepts have been rejected by biblical principles going back 2,000 years and by the American exceptionalism, which even the Republicans deny. You've got...
There's a great deal of hypocrisy that's going on. We've got Joe Biden and Jerry Brown on record back in 1975 saying, we can't take any more Vietnamese. We can't open up our borders to them. Why should we take care of them? And these are the same people who, as you pointed out earlier, they're looking to create a Democratic majority. This is essentially gerrymandering by importation, I believe. And, you know, but part of that is, of course, it's a collapse of the economy, rebuild it with this new demographic that they're bringing in. And then all of this fits into the globalist consolidation that we see going on. But I want to ask you about...
Let me make a point.
Yes. Hang on, we're going to come back right after the break. We got to come back. I'll let you make your point. And I wanted to ask you about the hypocrisy of Homeland Security, the same agency opening up the borders completely and yet not standing down in any way whatsoever at the airports or on our roads. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have on the phone Dr. Jerome Corsi. We've just been talking about his article, The Astonishing Statement from General Petraeus in London a couple of weeks ago at the Thatcher Conference on Liberty, saying, what comes after America? And of course, his answer was the North American Union. And if you want to understand what's going on with the border collapse, it's not just the collapse of the border, the collapse of the economy, the rebuilding into a Democrat, or I should say a socialist majority, but it's also this consolidation. And just before we went to the break, we had to cut off Dr. Corsi. He wanted to make a point. Go ahead, Dr. Corsi. What was it that you wanted to say?
Well, I wanted to explain that this opening of the border is a conscious plan by the globalist political left in particular this time around, and the Democrats. There's a full understanding. By the time we have several million children, and they're not children, these are teenagers. Many of them are criminals. Many are gang members. Many are cartel members. Who knows who they are? We're not doing any background checks or medical checks. The next thing, it'll be chain immigration. The next thing that happens is they'll try to settle these children with relatives. These kids will want their parents and their other relatives to come here You know, the government stayed with this 13 million Hispanics immigrated into the United States. It could be 23 million. It could be 33 million. We don't really know. And it becomes a revolving door. Mm-hmm. So that pretty soon we are Central America. And the people who are here, you know, work here to the extent they can. They're underclass. We're going to have to educate them. They'll vote Democrat. They'll want all the benefits they've been promised, food stamps, Dream Act education, you name it. And then they'll go back to their countries to live in retirement with the money they've made here. But at the same time, they're coming with no understanding of America, of our history, of our values, of our Constitution. They're trained in a progressive sense. They are socialists. And the Democrats are fully understanding that their goal is to create Democratic voters, to erase the borders, and to push ahead into this global, you know, socialist idea of a North American Union.
Well, yes, and of course, and they've been doubling the estimates of the number of people coming in just every couple of days. As you're pointing out, this is going to be very similar to the anchor babies that we've seen in the past, and yet this is going to be essentially anchor teens, if you will. You know, they're not even teenagers. I mean, they're not necessarily young children, teenagers. This includes people up to the age of 31, according to the Dream Act.
And look, the Republicans are complicit in this because the Republicans are equally globalists. They want the idea of free labor. The Republicans have been told by the establishment Republican Party, including the Mitt Romneys of the world, that you know they'll offend the Hispanics if they don't if they're not Democrat light and mm-hmm. go all the things the Democrats want to do. The Republicans should be saying, no, look, we'll have legitimate, legal immigration. We will have people here who we want here, who can contribute and can work. We want people here who will build families, who will take an oath of allegiance to the United States of America, say the Pledge of Allegiance, not be part of Mexico or some other country in Central America, just living here. And that's part of the difficulty. We're not immigrating with an intent to absorb into America a new group of people. Yes. These people are bringing with them Central America and Mexico. And
that's why immigration needs to be controlled, because there's a limit to how many people can be assimilated into a society without balkanizing it into different groups. I think this is very much Obama's youth corps that he's talked about. Is that your take on it? Oh, looks like we're...
It's also identity politics dividing one group against the other. The losers here are going to be the American blacks, unfortunately, and that's another long story.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Jerome Corsi, WND, and of course, he's written on this. We hope that we can get people to see the larger picture, and the larger picture is not just the Cloward and Piven, but it's also what replaces it. And of course, they've already seen that as NAFTA. Join us tonight at 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News, Prison Planet TV.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to go into a little bit of overdrive just to take some of the callers who called in and been patiently holding. I want to see how many of these I can get through very quickly here. We're only going to go about 5 minutes. Let's go to Reneal in New York. Reneal, go ahead. Hello. Yes, go ahead, Reneal. Or let's go to Ron in Hawaii. That was one down. Let's go to Ron in Hawaii. Ron?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
What'd you want to say?
Immigration? They're here in force.
In Hawaii?
Yeah. Thousands.
Who's immigrating
in
Hawaii?
1968. Yeah, on the island of Oahu.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they're here in thousands. Thousands.
And where are they coming from?
What's that, sir?
Where are they coming from?
Well, they won't talk to me hardly.
Hmm. Do they look like they're from Central and South America, like we're seeing everywhere? Really? So they're flying them into Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. They're here. Wow. Big time. Down in the middle of the back door. You're a little riding a skateboard down the middle of the street.
Wow.
Tattooed up everything.
Well, of course, that's what's happening in Murrieta, California, where we have the InfoWars crew on the ground. They're being told there that they're bringing people in to stage them in that area, and then they're going to transport them on to their destinations, their final destinations in the U.S., and I guess that would be including flying them to Hawaii. There you go. That's another benefit of being an illegal immigrant. You get a free flight to Hawaii. Let's go to Judy in Florida. Judy, go ahead.
Hey, David. It's nice to speak with you. It's really ironic you had Mr. Corsi on. I read his book, I guess, soon after it was published, and I almost, you know, lost a friend over it, essentially, because they came from the perspective that he was on the lunatic fringe of the Republican Party. And, you know, I understood what the effects of NAFTA were. I knew about the SPP, and you know, I could just see what the future could look like. But I wanted to comment on two things. One was something that you said earlier about the Christian perspective about how, you know, they feel that they can just rely on Jesus for these things, and what mm-hmm. a fallacy that is. I mean, I had one gentleman, a friend of mine, who basically said, well, if I, like, die as a martyr in 5 or 10 years, you know, he was at peace with that. But this man has 4 children. Mm. And so it's like, I don't understand how he could just dismiss what, you know, the whole future in regard to his Christian beliefs. I mean, I'm a devout Christian myself, and I agreed with what you said about, you know, the responsibility that we essentially have as far as, you know, looking after our brother as best we can. I mean,
that's a question. You know, we're Christians and we see the big picture, but as Francis Schaeffer said, well, then how should we live? What do we do? Do we just go sit on a mountain and contemplate our navel, or do we try to help people? I don't think that you've got the right idea if you're just going to go sit in isolation. I think that we are called to address injustice, to address suffering in many ways. And I think the reason I brought this up partially is because I think there are a lot of Christians who have a misguided compassion about what's going on. They're not seeing the big picture. They don't realize that there are better and more secure ways to help people, and that they're using these children as a beard for a very alternative and sinister purpose. Thank you so much, Judy. Let's go. I want to try to get several callers in. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana. Mike.
Hello, David. I have a quick question and then a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Did you get your Clive and Bundy?
Yes, sure. I did. Oh, you're the guy with the T-shirt. Yes, I sure did. And we cut you off last time. We're almost out of time this time. You were starting to tell us a story last time, and the Twilight Zone music cut in, and we had to go. Can you finish that story real quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Music is coming in.
That was a police chief who was visiting town. He was waiting in line to go to dinner, and he saw my, I'm an artist, activist. He saw my artwork, and he came up to me, and he said, look, I am obviously in law enforcement. You can tell he looked very military. He told me he was a police chief from Michigan.
Mike, we're almost out of time. Quick, give me the punchline. What did he say?
You're saying here right now is absolutely true.
Thank you. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.